Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the fifth Sunday of Lent. My name is Father Tom Casey Isime of the Isime Media Center in Dola in Zambia, presenting and producing this program. When Jeremiah writes that the law of God will be written in our hearts and we will know what is the right thing to do. And I quote, "I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people." Today's first reading, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. Also, we have our elders who guide us and advise us. These are the prophets and angels in our lives. And another thing is that you will know what is the right thing to do because God is deeply involved in all our lives. I'm sure bad things happen because people who create bad things and effects have not listened to the inner voice that is in our hearts and is written about today in the first reading. But our hearts must be trained so that we are able to detect the inner voice. Training consists of prayer and knowledge of the Lord and considering the Lord in all aspects of our lives. See how the Lord guided the people of the Old Testament and the New Testament and ever since the saints and great people who have gone before us and indeed who are in the world today. People who are open to the word that was awakened in our hearts. That is why we need to cultivate a sacred space for the Lord. Prayer, good works, and self-control are the works of our time in Lent. These activities are what we observe. Yet we know that certain things are wrong, like murder is wrong, adultery is wrong, stealing and gossip are wrong. But there are other situations that we have yet to be illuminated about, to be informed about. Like, for instance, Pope Francis is encouraging us to decide to keep our earth clean and save it from being annihilated. The areas of ethics involving moral behavior, and in what way is the Church guiding us in those areas? Yes, the mind has to be trained and informed so as to make a clear and definite decision for the will of God. Look at what the will of God was for his Son in today's Gospel. "Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour." John chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. Here was Jesus, who is God, deciding to submit himself to his Father's will, which was to suffer and to die for us sinners and earn for us eternal salvation. It is all a bit mind-boggling for us. But if we relate this to our lives and know that sometimes the will of God is for us to suffer, and through suffering we learn to obey, as is said in the second reading, and I quote, "He learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him." Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. The mystery of suffering is a stumbling block to non-believers, and even to us sometimes. We ask, and I quote, "Why do we have to suffer, Lord?" And it is a perfectly understandable question. And yet the mystery is that through submission to our sufferings, we learn to obey and therefore become more wholesome and perfect children of God. Obedience, submission, learning and suffering are not very popular words in our world today. They seem outdated and old-fashioned, and even we who believe in them can be labelled killjoys. It's a hard lesson for the young and the weak in faith to learn, and if we are honest, we all feel that they are the opposite to what life should be all about. But the truth is, obedience, submission, learning and suffering are the keys to success in the world, not to mention our relationship with God and a happy life. What sportsperson doesn't know these great words, obedience, submission, learning and suffering? We will achieve nothing if we don't embrace those words in all fields of excellence. It's the same for our relationship with God. Obedience, submission, learning and suffering are what gets us closer to the divine. No one said meditation was easy, prayer was easy, and we have heard of the terms like the dark night of the soul, and kneeling and sacrificing ourselves from comfort and ease of any kind is never easy. The body and soul and mind needs rest and revitalization. This comes when we submit to our sicknesses. Yes, and you might say, doesn't sickness lead to our deaths eventually? Yes, indeed, is the answer. And what is wrong with death? Especially when we believe in the God who saves and has promised us eternal happiness in this life and the next. And I quote again from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. He offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. End of quote. But the reality was that Jesus did die and remained dead for 3 days in the tomb to prove that he was in fact dead. Yet his prayers were heard because of his reverence. Now what does that mean? Reverence is allowing God to be God, giving God his due place in our lives, which is the Lord and Master of everything we do and say and are. The Pope has recently visited the site of the ancient city of Ur in Iraq, believed to be the birthplace of the prophet Abraham, who is revered in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And I quote the Pope, "In my time among you, I have heard voices of sorrow and loss, but also voices of hope and consolation." End of quote. The Pope is encouraging the people, especially the Christians in Iraq, who have suffered so much persecution in recent years. No one can make hope happen in this much divided world, only those led by the Spirit of the God of everything, and who has taught us the mystery that is ours to embrace, namely, obedience, submission, learning and suffering, embraced in the spirit of reverence to Him, our Lord and God, will lead us to perfect holiness. God bless you now and thank you for listening. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all God's blessings.